You hate to see your Thanksgiving turkey dinner devolve into a political food fight, don't you? Especially a couple of weeks after a bare-fisted national election. What if you say across the spatchcocked turkey and cheesy green bean salad that every weapon manufactured anywhere should be blaze hot pink instead of gray, black, brown? And your brother-in-law responds that you need to start thinking inside the box. What if you say after the pumpkin pie is served that health care should be free and available to one and all? And your sister, who sells insurance, says, put a sock in it, bro, or I will. What if you say during the coffee and Kahlua that higher education ought to be free and available to one and all? And your dad, a college professor and administrator, says nothing, unsaying plenty via his professorial eyebrows. What if you say, as people push their chairs back from the table, belching politely into their knuckles, that climate change is the moral equivalent of apocalypse? And your cousin, who believes in the apocalypse and the rapture, says amicably that you must get in touch with the you you deserve. Wow. What if you say, as a corollary to the above, that gas-powered lawnmowers and chainsaws should be outlawed, banned? And everyone around the table says you really do need to get back inside the box. They don't say sandbox, but you know what they're thinking. Time for full disclosure. You have no idea who that family is because I made it up. It's fiction. I was riffing on a suggestion of a friend, posed as a challenge, actually. Imagine what it would be like if your family convened for Thanksgiving dinner following the 2018 midterm election, and the only thing you all agree on is that the turkey is dead. Sounds like a pitch for a comedy script, doesn't it? Stage or screen. If you want to follow up on that with me, let's talk. My family happens to be a fairly progressive bunch, along a continuum from moderate to where I live, which is so far to the left there's no there there. I haven't seen or read about a political system anywhere, now or ever, that would accommodate my leanings. Politically, we need something entirely new, and we're not even close. We haven't been close since Walt Disney ruled the solar system. At any rate, in this clan, we don't argue about politics, especially at a post-election Thanksgiving dinner. We wish things were different, certainly, and we would effect change, each of us, in different directions if we could. Three generations of us now, I'm at the high end of the brood in terms of proximity to the other side. And my 1960s approach to everything is tolerated by the youngsters the way you tolerate a geezer uncle you know would own a blaze hot pink shotgun, but you choose to love him anyway. Not a bad brood to be at the high end of, is it? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.